Welcome, and thank you for standing by. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode until the question and answer session of today's conference. At that time, please, to ask a question over the phone lines, please press star one on your phone and record your name at the prompt. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, please disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to your host, Ms. Kathy Harbin. You may begin.
Thank you, Victor, and thank you all for joining us today for the release of a new CDC Vital Signs, this one on the exposure to e-cigarette advertising among middle and high school students. We're joined today by the director of CDC, Dr. Tom Frieden, as well as Dr. Brian King, K-I-N-G, deputy director for research translation in CDC's Office on Smoking and Health. I'd like to turn the call over now to Dr. Frieden.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining the call. This is Tom Frieden. CDC works 24/7 to protect health, safety, and security. One of the things that we do is to identify health threats and work to address them. This Vital Signs report contains important information on youth and their exposure to e-cigarette advertising. Let me give you the bottom line. In 2014, more than 18 million middle and high school students saw e-cigarette ads in retail stores, on the internet, on TV or in movies, or in newspapers or magazines. This is important because research shows that advertising for conventional tobacco products, such as cigarettes, is causally related to youth tobacco use, and e-cigarette ads use many of the same themes that conventional cigarette ads used for decades to get a generation of American kids hooked on tobacco. Therefore, exposure to these e-cigarette ads may contribute to youth e-cigarette use. It's important to clarify at the outset that we're talking about e-cigarette use in kids and e-cigarette advertising that kids see. For adults who use e-cigarettes and quit using conventional cigarettes completely and forever, there would be a benefit. But any potential benefit for adults is negated if the adult continues to smoke regular conventional or combustible cigarettes, even just a few a day, and there's never a benefit for use of e-cigarettes or any form of tobacco product or nicotine in kids. We're concerned about youth e-cigarette use, especially because e-cigarettes contain nicotine. We want parents to know that use of nicotine in any form is dangerous. There's one definite danger and two likely dangers. The definite danger is that nicotine is highly addictive. That means it will lead to cravings and a physiological need to obtain more nicotine. It is an addictive substance, and we want every child in America to reach adulthood not addicted to nicotine or any other addictive substance. Second, use of e-cigarettes may harm brain development. There's increasing scientific evidence that suggests that the changes it makes to how the brain works may be long-lasting or even permanent. And third, use of e-cigarettes in kids appears increasingly likely to result in an increased risk of using regular cigarettes. If a kid uses e-cigarettes and then gets addicted to nicotine, the likelihood that they then go on to smoke regular cigarettes later in life may well be higher than it would have been otherwise. Today's Vital Signs report uses data from the National Youth Tobacco Survey, which was collected in 2014. We asked kids, students, if they see ads for e-cigarettes on the internet, in retail stores such as supermarkets and gas stations, on TV or in movies, and in newspapers or magazines, and we found that more than two-thirds, about 7 out of every 10 middle and high school kids, had seen these ads in at least one of these sources. This is important because tobacco advertising entices youth to use tobacco. Really, the e-cigarette advertising we're seeing is like the old-time Wild West. No rules, no regulations, and heavy spending advertising the products. In fact, advertising spending by e-cigarette companies increased dramatically between 2011 and 2014. And e-cigarette ads use many of the same themes used to sell cigarettes and other tobacco products: independence, rebellion, sex. During the time that spending for e-cigarette ads increased, there's been a considerable increase in e-cigarette use by youth. And I would draw to your attention the figure that you see in the Vital Signs that we've distributed that shows a pretty tight correlation between the dollars spent on e-cigarette advertising and recent cigarette use by youth. In fact, in 2014, e-cigarettes became the most used tobacco product among youth, surpassing conventional cigarette use, with use increasing in high school students astonishingly, nearly tenfold between 2011 and 2014, from 1.5% to 13.4%. Whatever people think about e-cigarettes for adults, I hope we can all agree that kids should not use e-cigarettes or any form of tobacco or nicotine. And we want parents, healthcare workers, public health practitioners, and policymakers around the country to know that kids are vulnerable to e-cigarette ads, and they're seeing them in their communities and during their daily activities as they go about their life. We can work together to reduce exposures. States and communities can fund tobacco prevention and control programs at the CDC-recommended levels to prevent youth use of all tobacco products. Currently, states spend less than 2% of the revenue they get from tobacco taxes and settlement payments on tobacco prevention and control, less than 2 pennies out of every dollar that they receive. States and communities can also work to limit where and how tobacco products, including e-cigarettes, are sold to reduce e-cigarette use as well as ad exposure. This could include requiring that cigarettes are only sold in certain ways, such as through face-to-face transactions, and limiting sales to facilities that don't have youth present. There are a number of efforts underway in the federal government as well, including research and surveillance, our own support for state tobacco control efforts, the Food and Drug Administration's development of new regulations, and outside of governments, parents and other influencers of youth and healthcare workers also have important roles to play. They can talk to kids about e-cigarette use. Too many people don't realize that e-cigarettes are tobacco products and they contain nicotine. They're addictive. They are not harmless. We need to counsel people about the dangers of nicotine, and we can also play an active role in deciding which websites and media kids can view and discuss media content with them. There's clearly a lot of work to do on this important issue. It affects the health of our kids and the next generation. If you look at what's happened in recent generations, there's been, since the mid-80s, a steady decrease in tobacco use among kids. This increase in e-cigarette use risks undermining the progress that we made in the 90s and over the past 10 to 15 years reducing youth smoking. Before we start taking questions, I'd ask Brian King of our Office of Smoking and Health to give additional details about today's report.
Thank you, Dr. Frieden. The Vital Signs report we're releasing today is based on data from the 2014 National Youth Tobacco Survey, which is an annual survey that included over 22,000 students in grades 6 through 12 in 2014. We found that retail stores were the largest source of e-cigarette ad exposure. More than half of all middle and high school students, or about 14 million students, saw e-cigarette ads in retail stores. Moreover, nearly 2 in 5 middle and high school students, or more than 10 million students, saw e-cigarettes ads online. And more than 15% of all middle and high school students, or more than 4 million, saw e-cigarette ads in all four of the sources that we assessed in this survey. Now, we also analyzed the data according to sex, grade, and race ethnicity of the students. And by sex, exposure to e-cigarette ads on the internet and in newspapers or magazines was higher among females than males. And by race ethnicity, exposure to e-cigarette ads in retail stores was higher among non-Hispanic white students than non-Hispanic black students and students of other non-Hispanic other race ethnicities. And by grade, exposure to e-cigarette ads generally increased as grade level increased for all sources. Now, a question you may be asking is, do we know that e-cigarette ad exposure causes youth to use e-cigarettes? And the answer to that question is that today's report doesn't specifically examine the association between this ad exposure and e-cigarette use. However, we have three strong causes for concern. First, we have decades of evidence that advertising for conventional tobacco products, such as cigarettes, causes youth to try smoking and to continue smoking. We also know from years of research that the more tobacco ads kids see, the more likely they are to use tobacco. And second, this situation is compounded by the fact that e-cigarette online vendors are using social network services to heavily market their products. And many online vendor websites are very easy for youth to enter and make purchases. An example of this was found in a recent study that found that more than 60% of e-cigarette websites only require users to click a pop-up or dialog box to verify age, while one-third had absolutely no age verification process. And third and finally, this unfettered marketing of e-cigarettes coupled with the rising use of these products among youth has the potential to compromise decades of progress that we've made in preventing and reducing the social acceptability of tobacco use among our nation's youth. And so in conclusion, as you've heard today, 18 million of our nation's youth are being exposed to e-cigarette ads, and everyone has a role to play to reduce youth exposure to e-cigarette advertising and youth use of e-cigarettes.
Thank you very much, Dr. King and Dr. Frieden. Operator, we're now ready for questions.
We will now begin a question and answer session. To ask any questions over the phone line, please press star 1 on your phone, unmute your phone, and record your name at the prompt. To withdraw your question, press star 2. One moment, please, for incoming questions. And our first question comes from Sheila Kaplan with SDAT. Your line is open.
Thank you. I'd like to know, Dr. Frieden, whether you think that the deeming rule that FDA has been working on will include measures that will address these issues.
Regulations are really up to the Food and Drug Administration. What we're doing here is providing information on what's happening in this country, and what's happening is widespread marketing of e-cigarettes that kids are seeing. More than two-thirds of kids in middle and high school are seeing e-cigarettes. That's 18 million kids, and that's the concern that we're flagging here.
Have you spoken to OMB about this?
We certainly share our findings throughout the U.S. government as we share them with the public and the media.
Thank you very much.
Our next question comes from Dan Child with ABC News. Your line is open.
Thank you very much for taking my question. You know, extending on what you were just talking about, the strategy for dealing with e-cigs has been largely reactive, and I know that this is more of a regulation issue. But as a large health body, how do you see this experience leading to more effective regulation of nicotine on the front end to essentially curb this sort of new venue of nicotine use before it starts?
Well, I think we have to start with understanding, and the understanding is that e-cigarettes are tobacco products. They contain nicotine. Nicotine is addictive, and kids should not be on addictive substances. It's fairly straightforward, and what we're seeing is a very widespread marketing, and correlated with that marketing, number of kids seeing e-cigarettes and using e-cigarettes.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Andrew Siddons with Congressional Quarterly. Your line is open.
Thank you. I know you can't speak for the FDA, but is there anything for the government to do, like they have with conventional, combustible cigarettes, to ban e-cigarette advertisements from television and radio, at least, like has been, law for 40 years?
It's really up to the regulatory agencies to decide what are the most feasible and effective strategies to regulate tobacco product marketing.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Mike Stalby with Associated Press. Your line is open.
Hi, Hi, thank you for taking the question. Dr. Frieden, you referred to a dramatic increase in the amount that was spent on e-cigarette advertising from 2011 to 2014. What figures were you referring to? What were those numbers?
Actually, I was referring to the increase in e-cigarette use by high school kids, which went from a little over 1% to 13%, 1.5% in 2011 to 13.4% in 2014. But it's worth noting that the advertising figures for e-cigarette use also increased more than tenfold, from $6.4 million in 2011 to $115 million in 2014. However, even those figures greatly understate the amount of e-cigarette advertising there is, because there's so much that's viral on the Internet or placement in stores that's otherwise difficult to monetize and capture.
Okay. Where did you get those figures, $6.4 million, $115 million?
Got them from Brian King, who will discuss them now.
Yeah, so the figures come from varying different sources. The first was the earlier figures for 2011 and 2012 were from an article published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, and then the more recent estimates for 2013-2014 were from a report published by the Truth Initiative, which released a study on e-cigarette advertising expenditures that they obtained from their sources that monitor industry influences.
Okay, thank you.
Once again, for any questions over the phone lines, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone, unmute your phone, and record your name at the prompt.
Okay, I want to thank everyone for joining us today and also thank the team here who worked on this very important report and emphasize the bottom line here. Kids should not be using e-cigarettes, and yet two-thirds of kids in this country are seeing e-cigarette ads. E-cigarette use is increasing rapidly, just as exposure to advertising is increasing rapidly. At more than 18 million youth see e-cigarette ads, and many of those ads use themes from cigarette ads that appeal to youth. We risk two decades of progress reducing youth smoking in this country. We've seen substantial declines since the early 1990s, and those declines are at risk if more and more kids become addicted to nicotine. So thank you all very much for joining us.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Frieden and Dr. King, for joining us today, as well as reporters on the line. If you have follow-up questions, please call the CDC press office at 404-639-3286, or you can email media@cdc.gov. We will also post a transcript later this afternoon on the CDC Newsroom website. Thank you for joining us. This concludes our call today.
Thank you for your participation in today's conference. You may now disconnect.